You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 4, Episode 1, The Freshman. Buffy's initial trouble adjusting to college life is soon overcome when she discovers the only difference between high school and college is that the monsters are bigger and badder. My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Robin.
Hello, Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Hello. Guest host Robin.
Yes.
Later we'll be recording with permanent co-host Robin. For a different podcast.
Switch pants.
Pardon?
I'll switch pants.
You're not wearing pants.
Got me.
Yay. So, okay, I want to start, before we do feedback, I do want to just state, for everyone to understand, we will be doing a potential cast on this feed, as we always have, and Redemption Cast is going to be on the Redemption Cast feed. Redemption Cast is available through iTunes, you can go to redemptioncast.blogspot.com, and you can go to feeds.feedburner.com/potentialcast, slash redemptioncast, and you'll be able to subscribe that way. And that's where we talk about Angel the series, or as I like to call it, Angel PI.
Yes.
Feedback?
Where do you meet Higgins?
Oh, I can't wait to meet Higgins. Is it feedback time?
Yes, it's sure. Feedback time.
Did we receive any spoilery emails from trolls?
No.
Oh,
we received a lot of spam, though.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Some weird spam.
I think we're going to start with a voicemail.
Hold on. My computer is super slow right now.
That's okay. You don't have to do anything. I'll play it and you'll all hear it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Here's a voicemail message sent to us by Claire.
Aww.
You can hear Claire on the Carnival podcast. I don't know what it's actually called, though.
Carnicast.
I wonder if the podcast smells like cabbage. Let's listen to Claire's voicemail now.
Hey, Gax. Claire from Carnicast. I just wanted to send you a quick message to say welcome to season 4. Not sure when you'll get this message though. I hope I catch you in time. I'm not always able to send in feedback and I'm not always able to watch along with you guys, but I just want to let you know that I listen every week. Love the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
You guys rock. It's definitely one of the podcast highlights of the week for me. I also just wanted to wish you luck for Redemption Cast. I'm sure it's going to be great. I love what I've heard already when you watched along with the season premiere. It was brilliant. Best of luck, guys, and I look forward to hearing it. Bye.
Bye, Claire.
Bye.
Thank you, Claire.
We actually we got the podcast name wrong. It's actually Carney Cost.
Oh, yes. Darn.
Damn it! Sorry, Claire.
Sorry about that, Claire. And Claire, come on now. If you can send feedback to Twin Peaks Podcast every week, I'm sure you can send us feedback, too.
Well, Claire is busy.
I know.
She's the Carney Cast and participating in Twin Peaks Cast and all the other podcasts that are going on now.
And all of the drawings that she does.
The funny thing, Illyrio, is that I actually said the same thing to her about FisherCast. I was like, come on, you can send weekly feedback to Twin Peaks. You can't send in weekly feedback to FisherCast.
Robin, you're not here to plug your other shows.
Oh, FisherCast, 6 feet under retrospective.
You're not supposed to do that anymore, remember?
Okay.
We had a long talk about this.
Redemption Cast.
well, that's us too, so it's okay. That's our sister podcast.
Oh, is that it a brother podcast?
No, I think it's our sister podcast right now.
Ooh.
But that's me being sexist. I think we have emails we've received. I want to read Kelly Joe's email if I can. May I, please?
Go right ahead.
Hey, Gax and Robin. Wow, I haven't talked to you guys in forever, but I thought it might be appropriate to email in considering, like Buffy, I just started college. Sure, it's community college. Before you ask, no, it's not nearly as awesome as the show. But it's college. And I must say, the feelings that Buffy is feeling are actually very true to what me and a few other people I know have been going through. Granted, I know quite a few people who are like Willow and Oz that have embraced it right away. To stop my rambling, I'm just going to say that overall, I actually do like this premiere quite a bit. Mm-hmm. The next episode, well, that's another story. Hugs and kisses, Kelly Jo. Thanks, KJ.
Thank you.
Awesome. Who wants to read Shelley's?
Shelley Roth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I will.
Just giant. I love you, Shelley. The giant text. The giant text.
Yeah, I need to have my eyes checked. This is nice. Okay, from Shelley. Hello, Gaxters and Gaxtercast.
Nice.
Welcome to the experience that is season 4. Please don't be swayed by the probable abundance of negativity surrounding this season. Some of my absolute favorite episodes, and without a doubt, some of the best quotes of the entire series happen here. I'm really looking forward to your reactions. As Stephanie mentioned, Joss has said that it's hard to write a really good first episode when the last episode could have potentially, like how I snuck the word in here, been the series finale. In spite of this, I think the freshman succeeds on lots of levels. He really captures the sometimes bewildering, lost, and lonely feelings that frequently occur when beginning life at a large university. Sunnydale sure has grown. In keeping with tradition, the first episode of the season brings us a sad, brooding Buffy. I really like Sunday and her wacky minions. Interesting that the vampire here is surrounded by friends, while Buffy initially fights them all alone. As usual with a Joss episode, there's lots of funny and also touching dialogue. Love the Xander Buffy talk. And what did you think of Golivia? And of course, the usual sottiness. I mean, have you ever seen such a large dorm room anywhere?
Finally, no.
I know at least one of you gags was probably cheering when the Umbrella Award was smashed. Oh, I love you guys, yes. Shelley.
My number one point of revelation.
Nice. Heidi writes, "Hey Gax, here we are in season 4. Yay! So the freshman. This episode always makes me kind of depressed, which I think it's supposed to. I have a hard time with new surroundings and situations, so I completely get why Buffy is so mopey. Willow and Oz are so comfortable already, and Giles seems to be moving on as a gentleman of leisure. This episode definitely gets across the feeling of starting college or any big new life change, really. I love that Xander comes back and has words of wisdom for Buffy. I also love him messing up the Star Wars quote. Sunday is annoying, and I'm sure at least Kim rolled her eyes when Buffy got all powerful after they break her class protector award. Lots of great quotes, which I won't mention. Heidi." You didn't think Sunday was annoying, Gabby?
No, I loved her.
Yeah.
I was so sad at the end because I wasn't wanting her to stick around. I loved her. She was so sassy.
Yeah, I remember thinking, is she the big bad of the season?
Me too.
How is the season going to work out?
I don't know. I thought she was a shorter, bleach blonde Drew wannabe, so I wasn't really into her.
Oh, God.
I think she'll be back.
She's dusted.
Hey, Kim, why don't you read Angie Nine's email?
Okay, hold on. Sorry if I sound like I just woke up, because I did.
Oh, you didn't have your 5-year-old go get bagels for you?
No.
When they start being able to go get stuff for you, it's awesome.
Oh. I should have a child just for that one sole purpose.
You can adopt one that's already mostly grown, and you can have them do all kinds of stuff around the house.
That's true. Hi, Gax. Long time no write. I've been busy going to Dragon Con. I highly recommend it, by the way. Guess what? I peed in a stall next to Elijah Dushku.
Was it Wicked?
Yeah. So it was awesome being bee buddies with Faith. I felt like flushing and saying 5x5. That's my inner fan girl. And I interviewed, how do I say,
Tom O'Pinnicott.
Tom O'Pinnicott from Doll.
Yeah.
from Dollhouse and Battlestar Galactica. Oh, I know him. He's the guy that was Hilo. Yeah.
Yes. See, spoilers. BSG spoilers, everyone.
You can beat that out.
Please. I'm not editing. I'm not doing that anymore.
Watch the arms on that guy are fabulous. He called me beautiful. Anyways, nice. I was writing about living conditions. Oh.
She's saying living conditions, but she really means the freshman.
Okay. Anyways, I was writing about the freshman. Buffy is finding the transition to college difficult. I wonder how the potentials most definitely fared in college freshman year. I lived at home. I also am interested in your predictions for the Scoobies this year. Do you think Buffy will gain the freshman 15? Do you think Willow and Oz will continue their canoodling, possibly in Oz's van? And what of Giles? Now that he's a man of leisure, what will he do with his time? I suggest he get a job at the Bronze or perhaps the local public radio station. I think his voice would be soothing. Take care, Angie. P.S. Are you watching Sarah Michelle Gellar's new show, Ringer? Brian and I are launching our new podcast, Ringercast, this week. Check it out. Nice. Shameful plug.
Thank you.
Thanks, Angie.
WRIP.
The lady senator, although claiming was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity. Nikki Faith writes, spoilers for season...
Wait, you didn't answer any of her questions.
What? We're answering questions now? This is going to make the podcast extra long. Go ahead. Sorry.
What was it like your first year of college?
Oh, I lived at home, and I didn't know anybody. It was interesting. I kind of didn't do any of the social stuff. I just focused on classes, and then in the last half of the first semester, it was meeting people and figuring out what maybe I was going to drop as a class next year. It was slow going for me, but it was my first of 5 years in a 3-year program.
I was the same way. I had no friends until Christmas, and then there was like a big Christmas party that was like halfway, like it was mandatory. Everyone had to go, which was strange. But then everyone made friends, and I'm friends with some of those guys till today.
Let's see. I skipped most of my classes to my parents' displeasure. This was at community college. I didn't actually live there, but I discovered the tie stick and became a college radio DJ for a little while there too.
Nice. Oh, yeah, like I did that too. Yeah. I didn't DJ. It was all like spoken word, like morning show, Sunday afternoon chat show,
like Semhar.
No, I didn't do spoken word art. You know, but I had a lot of friends that were into that. I had a lot of friends that were into that, which was weird because I'd go see them perform and it was like, what drugs did you take between when I was talking to you at school and now you're basically telling everyone everything about you in all non-rhyming ways?
Yeah.
It was not my thing. I can appreciate it, but especially when it's on mute.
One of my favorites is Harriet's. Oh, Harriet's. Hard-hearted harbinger of haggis.
I think we're trailing off, but yeah. So did you get a little distracted by the weed?
Oh yeah. I'm sorry, I was distracted.
See?
Did you just get distracted?
Like my own experiences in university with illicit substances were different. I wouldn't be able to paint an apartment all night without any.
Really?
Yeah, it was almost a slightly opposite effect. I mean, it would be mellow, but it would also be.
I've heard people say that.
Yeah.
Let's get this painting done. Roll it, Chewbacca. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't do that anymore.
Me either.
Because I have kids.
James.
Can't wait for them to move out.
Wow. Well, I went away to college.
Wow.
Oh,
I did. And my first semester, I did very well. And I managed to party and still go to classes. And then I ended up in the second semester doing some very bad things and was asked never to return.
What?
You got kicked out of school?
Ooh. Scandal.
Secrets.
Wow.
I know. Scandal.
Did you, was it plagiarism?
No, it was discovering the drink and other such things. I sort of stopped going to classes.
Okay. Oh, I thought you'd, you know,
no, but I did
reference
a
quote in your PhD and got kicked out of school like this one friend of mine.
No, but a friend of mine did some very naughty things, and I was present for them, and we had to go to a student council, and there was a trial. There was, like, a college trial involved.
Did you,
involved,
like, eat the school mascot in the principal's office?
That's crazy.
I mean, the dean's office?
Damn,
Dean.
Yeah. There was a room with, like, 12 people in it, and we had to all tell our stories, and then they told us never to return.
Wow. That's
crazy.
Yep.
Well, I went to a community college nearby, and I knew everybody, and it wasn't a big deal, and it was just like high school, and I just wanted out of there.
Okay.
Let's resume.
Nikki Faith, Gax, look how far you've come. 3 seasons down, 4 to go. Well, when season 4 originally aired, I was less than impressed, maybe even a little disappointed. It felt disconnected, especially after the tightly run story arc of season 3. Upon rewatches, though, I love it. And I'm hoping you guys do, too. I know this first episode makes a lot of fans uncomfortable. We don't like to see Buffy weak. But that's why it's so great. She's so real. And all of us. So all of us. So, she's so real, so... all so are
all of us.
I'm trying to, okay, where am I going to put the R? She's so real, and so say we all. It's a great episode showing this new transition in her life.
Spoilers. Spoiler alert, jeez.
Also, the inspiration to speak to Xander is awesome. Illyrio's hate must be so in the past now. I'm not so sure. Don't misquote Star Wars. That's all I'm going to say. Now, the speech also inspired the title for a fantastic book called What Would Buffy Do? By Jana Reese. Nikki Faye. Thank you, Nikki!
Nikki!
I think that might be it for feedback.
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
Yay! Wow, that was a feedback segment that was less than 30 minutes. Keep it up, people!
There was also a voicemail.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a... sorry.
Was there a voicemail on the Google Voice?
There was, from Amy in England, and she wants you to, she was just saying, you know, yay us, you know, that we're doing a good job, that she enjoys us. But she wants you to continue doing a British accent, because it makes her laugh.
Yeah. I think I have that one. Check up.
Is she a rat?
Do I have it? No.
What?
No.
Oh, Amy.
No. No, I don't have it.
Totally took
I,
mean,
I can go find it and play it because it's not in the inbox.
I deleted it. Oh, oh. Sorry.
That's okay. It Amy, send your hate mail to Steph Smith at. No. All is well. So.
I was just trying to keep it, you know.
I understand.
Concise.
I have new issues. Yeah, I think with our new setup, the fact that I can play the voicemails and nobody has to count down and stuff, it's going to go much more smoothly now. So, you know, call in, people! 27040-BUFFY! And Steph's just going to make sure nobody's trolling us with spoilers. That's all. So... if I may start.
Go right ahead.
Looking through the course calendar. College protests and rallies. You know, it just brought me way back to the whole, there's the book with the really smelly gray pages and the really tiny writing and all kinds of information you don't really understand. And you're looking for courses to take. And, you know, you overload your course load, make sure you drop them before the ad drop period is over. And, you know, it was pretty neat. Why is Buffy still such a complete loser? Unless she's slaying vampires. Because this is the one problem I have with this episode.
Because that's all she does right. It does well, is slay vampires.
I don't buy the weak demure, hey, I'm not sure about this. You kill demons. Can't any of that confidence be absorbed into the other self that is her? Like, is she so decompartmentalized that she can't, you know, from her slayage, it like absorb some of that badassness. She's supposed to be a badass. Yeah. God, I can't believe I want her to be more like Faith, but a lot less of a bad actress.
Yeah. But that just shows that she's two different people, that the Slayer is so separate from the teenage girl. And it took her 3 years in high school to get comfortable with herself, and now it's almost like she's starting over.
Yeah.
She is starting over, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, but now, but she went from the "I just want to be a normal girl" routine to the "boo-hoo, poor me, I don't fit in" thing. You know? I don't know. Seems unsettling. Doesn't seem quite right.
Well, then there would be tension to start the season, you guys.
Well, there would be, because there would be vampires to kill. There would be vampires and Celine Dion posters to tear off the wall.
Oh, that was fantastic.
That was awful. Still so mortified and embarrassed that I come from where she comes from.
I think Kathy is Canadian.
I don't think she's Canadian. I think she's from Vermont. You can tell from the snoring.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Canadians snore too.
Yes. Yes, we do. But our snoring is free. Yeah, so it was kind of cool to see Willow in a new do.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm all about that.
I love it.
Everything about Willow screams to me, like, sadly, how I dressed when I was in university.
Yeah.
And, like, all the girls out of high school that chopped all their hair off before they went to college or university. Mm-hmm. Willow, to me, that, like, everything about her just reminds me of 1999.
Well, I don't know. She's hot. I mean, she's got the new do. She looks like
she's
taller
confident.
And skinnier now.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, she's confident. Yes. Yeah.
She's in her element.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because in high school, she was that. There are some people who, when they're in high school, that's the best that life's going to get for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And when they get out of school, they have a rude awakening waiting for them. But then some people just blossom in college or out of school. So Willow is the kind of person that she's just made for college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. With all the spreading knowledge.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The penetrating spurting knowledge. Yes.
Most of that comes from discovering, like, I don't know, like drugs or grown up behavior or, like, you know, like sex or something like that. But Willow is just bigger library.
Library envy, anyone? Yeah, so Buffy's totally gonna get together with Bookhead Boy.
Oh, God.
What?
No, yeah. He doesn't even know her name.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. They're getting together.
Is it because he's so pretty?
It's because he's so tall. It's because he's so tall, and in the new intro cuts, she's dancing with someone and putting her head on a very tall man's arm. So, it's tall guy.
His name is
Riley.
About it.
Really? Riley? Like Charles Nelson Riley? Where's your wig and funny mustache?
God.
But yeah, that bookstore scene was it was so cheesy. Uncomfortable and awkward and just
it
terrible.
Wouldn't be Buffy without a little bit of awkwardness, frankly.
Yeah.
There has to be a little sprinkle of, ugh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, ugh, Riley.
Well, those books were on top, precariously placed on top of the bookcase where there was clearly room on a shelf. I wonder why. So there's an in for the douchebag walking by.
You see this as like a script thing. I see it more like an asshole basketball player was in there earlier. It was like, no one's getting the psychology books.
God.
Wow, Robin, I didn't know you were such a heightist.
Oh, God.
Buffy's roommate looks really familiar to me. She's been in other stuff.
Yeah, I do that with everybody on the show. I'm like, I know you from somewhere. I know you from somewhere. Like that other guy that Buffy met reading that read the book. And she said, never mind, that's my quote.
Oh, Eddie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my quote too, so haha, I'm gonna go first.
Because I know that guy from something.
Well, at first glance, I thought it may have been Nathan Fillion, because he has a bit of that asymmetrical face with the droopy eye.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't. him. I think he comes in later. I hear a rumor he plays a character on Buffy.
Yeah, it's Mal Reynolds.
No, it's not Mal Reynolds. I even know the character's name, but I'll be quiet because I don't know anything else. I don't know.
But yeah, Kathy's played by Dagny Kerr, and it says that she's best known for her roles on Buffy and Desperate Housewives. So
okay, that may have been where I'd seen her. Desperate Housewives. Yeah. Okay. And when that poster came out, my reaction was very Darth Vader-ish. No.
That was awesome.
Ugh. Oh, gosh. Just you wait.
Stop almost spoiling us.
I mean, nothing is going to happen.
That's, yeah, that's better, Robin. Much better.
You're making the listeners very upset when you see
the,
that.
The anxiety factor is going up.
Well, I did want to ask you guys, what did you think of the new credits? There's some extra stuff thrown in there. Did you guys see any of that?
I think we saw some preview stuff for this season. I see a lot more Spike, which I hope means he'll actually show up for more than one episode. I'm actually disappointed Spike wasn't involved in this first episode. I thought it would have been a really good idea to introduce him. Now, what I find weird is that there's no Charisma Carpenter anywhere to even be mentioned.
Yeah, they don't even say anything about Cordy at all in this first episode.
I thought that was weird. Because didn't this air before City of?
Yes.
Was it directly before, like the hour before?
Yes.
But people knew that she wasn't going to be on Buffy anymore.
I'm sure it was on Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, that type of thing. No, seriously, like that type of deal. So, but there was no explanation to why she was not on the show in the Buffy in the Buffy sense. I'm wondering if that'll come up later.
Yeah, well, it kind of struck me mostly when Xander's like, well, let's get the gang together, rally the troops or whatever. And I was like, okay, what troops are left? Just Willow and Oz and maybe Giles. then I was like, did they ever consider Cordy as part of the Scoobies? Or
I think so.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah. And no stupid head. I'm very pleased.
Oh.
I'm glad he's not around yet. I'm sure he'll come around soon.
Who? Oh,
stupid head.
Wesley.
Pierce.
Oh, Wesley. No.
David Hyde Pierce. Can I just say jerk phrase profs are the spawn of Satan and they should all die? And if you balding, clearly type 2 diabetic, power tripping piece of poop, think you're going to get away with that. See, that's what really bothers me. Buffy's being humiliated by a loser. A complete and utter loser. A self-important
teacher?
Loser,
the,
yes.
The guy that kicks.
He's a professor because it's a college. They're not teachers anymore, but a loser. And she... come on. That really bothers me. I figured it's the fourth season. Can't we see her being a little bit more... You know? Like, don't talk to me like that, you balding, disgusting twat.
But they have to show that Buffy, again, is out of her element.
Yeah.
Even though we're used to seeing her all, confident and like...
You can be disoriented about where to go and what your classes are and what to do without being the complete opposite of what you are.
It's a plot device. It's nothing against the character development, I don't think. It's just the easiest way to show the audience that Buffy is out of place and she's not the same Buffy that when we last saw her.
Yeah, like they keep beating you over the head with it. Exactly. Like when they walk into the library and then they change the camera angle to make them look so small and she's got that look on her face. And they just keep like beating you over the head with it every scene.
But what I don't understand, like when they go to college, when they're on the campus, why wouldn't Buffy and Willow have, planned to have some classes together or even, I don't know, live together because they know each other? Why would they both have random roommates?
I think they were assigned.
Yeah. That's what I thought, because in the college I went to, you can put in requests if you knew somebody that was there, but you never got them. They just randomly assigned you from...
Really?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because for your first year, you had to live on campus housing in the dorms. You couldn't live in an apartment or do anything else until after that. But yeah.
Interesting. Uh-huh.
I wanted to go back to the point of the beating you over the head, that thing. It really is nothing new. I wanted to mention, now that season 3 is over, did you notice how much they told us in season 3 that Buffy and Angel could never be together? Like, everybody was telling Buffy and Angel they couldn't be together. Even the mayor.
My next note says 14 minutes and 10 seconds. Bored now. It was so excruciatingly boring.
What prompted this? What scene were you in?
She's walking around campus right before she bumps into Eddie, and I was just bored. I found the whole thing boring up until, what's her face?
Sunday?
What's her face? What's she called? The one,
Maggie Walsh?
The child actress that everyone should hope is just horribly, horribly mutilated one day. Dakota Fanning! Right? Because Dakota Fanning played the exact same character in one of the Twilight movies, right? With the and we're back. Yeah, we weren't gone long. It was just GarageBand stopped recording after a while. But luckily it started bouncing and I went right away. So, yeah, you know Dakota Fanning played like the exact same character?
I haven't seen Twilight.
Well, the look was the same. Like, as soon as I saw Sunday, I immediately flashed to the trailer for the Twilight movie where Dakota Fanning looks exactly the same.
When I saw Sunday and, like, her minions, if you will, when they have that, you know, the hair tightly wound at the top of the head, but then the rest is left out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely hated that look. I mean, people would wear that. I would live, just, like,
some people still wear that look.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
It's something.
Yeah.
I love Sunday.
Thank you, Robin.
Awesome.
Oh my god.
I was really, really hoping she was going to stick around when I first saw this.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised she wasn't going to stick around. I mean, like Steph, I was like, oh, I guess she's the new big bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like her, and I think a lot of people like her, and because of that, I think she'll be back in some sort of flashback capacity. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I'm worried about this season.
Why?
I'm worried that instead of having a big bad, we're going to have Buffy's self-doubt is the big bad of the season. And we're not going to have this kind of... Yeah, I'm worried.
No. All of that is exposition setting up for, like, finally when she gets into the groove, maybe 3 or 4 episodes into this season. That's what I think.
I don't know.
Well, even at the end of the episode, when they're carrying the boxes out of
and
the
being very rude to Giles. It's like the only way Buffy can display confidence in herself is when she's a total bitch to Giles.
Mm-hmm. So that gigantic dorm room, is it? It's vacant now, so the whole gang can move in there.
Well, isn't it condemned? Isn't it condemned though, or it's is it just campus? Zoning issues?
Who knows?
Because that's what could be. Mm. Yeah, because I thought the same thing. It's in my notes.
The Scooby Clubhouse.
I don't know about that, but it's, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, like, Oz and his band can have concerts on the ground floor.
Exactly.
They can have,
the
you know, like a weapons room, a training room. What else? They can
practice jousting.
Yes, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I mean, you know, living in an old decrepit house has its advantages.
A jail. Jail cell.
Ooh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, because the library had that cage, and now they need a new cage.
Yeah.
By the way, in the new intro preview clips, did you guys take a look at that new Oz is a werewolf look?
Yeah.
Looks much better. Much more Teen Wolf.
I think there's lots more money for season 4.
Much more Teen Wolf, much less whatever the heck was going on.
It was another reason. That and something else, that's why I was referencing the credits. Did you see the shots for Giles?
Not really.
No.
Take a look at next. He just looks kind of badass in the credits.
Hey, Giles looked badass, you know, when Buffy walked in and saw his friend. I think my exact note is, Giles, he shoots, he scores.
See, this is why Buffy... It's okay for Buffy to be kind of a jerk to Giles, because he's not kind of a jerk to her.
No, he's like, not.
I'm here.
No, he's not.
So,
Giles is a perfect gentleman of leisure. He's not a jerk to her at all.
He is.
Dude, whiny freshman with whatever problems that she can handle herself mm-hmm. because she kicks ass, or having sex with a gorgeous girl. Come on. Come on.
Okay.
You got me there.
Okay.
Giles is a man. He cannot live by bread alone.
And she walks right in his apartment like she owns
how
the place.
How the door's presumptuous.
She thinks Giles is like her father figure, so she's close to him.
But it's not her house. Walk into someone's house.
She wants some sort of familiarity, and now that friggin' even Giles has changed, she's like, what the F?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Angie and Brian on the Hellmouth podcast brought this up, mm-hmm. that the life
and
expectancy of a... Yeah, the life expectancy for a slayer, like, Buffy has outlived the life expectancy.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's the same life expectancy as a Chinese gymnast, then.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
18 years.
So what does a coach do after his... You know, after his pupil has retired, he finds another pupil. But like Giles, because he's not a member of the Watchers Council anymore, you know, what's he's got to find his, you know, his role. So mm-hmm. this is just something odd. This is not the norm. This is not how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's not exactly clear about his role in her life, though. Go ahead.
But they're trying to figure it out.
I think Giles should be able to sleep with whomever he wants, whenever he wants.
Yeah.
I think he's put up with enough crap from this whiny slayer and all her doofus friends to be able to just one of these days say, I think you can handle it. Goodbye.
I'm not saying that he doesn't get a sex life.
Even though he's old.
And it's gross.
That is a little gross.
Can I backtrack for a second? Raise your hand if you thought Eddie was going to be a vampire. I'm raising my hand.
Did I think he was going to be one?
When he first appeared.
When we first met him?
Yeah.
I just thought it was weird that he was trolling around at night like her, pretending to be lost. But he was lost.
I think I expected him to be a vampire right then and there when she first met him.
Yeah, that's what I expected.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, and can I just say... Those vampires are pretty smart.
They
kill
been there
students
a long time.
And then clean up their rooms and leave notes. It's like, they clean things up faster than Mr. Wolf, frankly. Yeah.
My favorite part of it is their poster competition.
That's, and you know, and it is true.
It's so true, though.
Monet clipped.
But where were all the Eschers?
I don't think UC Sunnydale has an engineering department.
Okay.
So the math nerds.
Looking for my first place, everywhere we went, I'm not kidding, we saw the same poster on the walls.
Was
like
it Scott
became
Baio?
A joke.
Was it Scott Baio?
It was Starry Night. And I was like, what? Is this like the generic artwork they give with every condo downtown? But no, it's just weird.
Here's your keys, and here's your Starry Night.
Yeah. The name Sunday bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Is it Saturday?
No, because it's lame. It's lame.
Yeah, maybe that's when she was turned on a Sunday, and they gave her that name because they didn't know what her name was before. Because she was like,
I just thought it was way lame.
Because she was like a peasant on the street or something. A nameless, faceless child of the night. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I think you got a spinoff.
Maybe her parents were hippies?
Maybe.
Well,
I don't know. If she's over 100 years old, maybe not.
Oh, no, I think she was turned in 82.
Oh, I don't know. True.
I mean, there's no evidence to point to that, but...
Mm-hmm.
Oh! I have a chance to get my Joyce hate on. My Joyce hate on. My Joyce hate on. Buffy's room becomes a warehouse. Worst mom ever.
Yeah, because I think that would be somebody's worst nightmare. That they go to school and they feel uncomfortable, and she retreats back home to where she feels safe and secure, and she's, her mother was not expecting her. Her mother mm-hmm. was actually, you know, using her room for other things. I think that's, that would be her worst nightmare.
Yeah.
How big is their house that seriously she had to store it in Buffy's room first chance she got?
She hates and resents Buffy.
Yeah, because there's
always
another bedroom.
Blames it, her child for the divorce.
You mean Joyce's bedroom?
But there's Joyce's bedroom, Buffy's bedroom. Isn't there a third bedroom?
I don't know. I don't think so.
But there's also
a two-bedroom house?
A basement, a garage.
There's a basement.
Shed in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
What, doesn't the gallery have storage room?
They're doing inventory.
To do there?
When you have to do inventory, you have to move things out of the way so you can see everything. Mm-hmm. And you can't really stack things in front of other things, so you need a lot more floor space.
Mm-hmm.
It's a completely legitimate claim, but why be the worst mom ever and put it in your daughter's room?
Because she thought Buffy was giving them a good time.
Guys, they have a giant dining room. She can eat in the kitchen. She's living alone.
She's not into training. She lost her best friend a few episodes ago. So, yeah. Aww.
Pat.
When she
was
acting
a season ago, by the
I'm
way.
Sorry. When she was acting all shady, when Buffy came home and was all quiet, and she Buffy's walking around trying to find her, did anybody think Joyce was with a man? I totally did.
Not
that
even.
Would have been awesome.
In the slightest.
I was like, what's Joyce doing? Uh-uh. Oh. That would have been interesting.
That's just gross. And she's old.
So, Eddie's dead, which is good.
Why? Because you thought he would be like...
No, because now the only person in the world who thought that Buffy named her vibrator Mr. Pointy is dead.
It really did sound like she was talking about a vibrator, didn't it?
I'm just saying, it could have been interpreted that way, and it's a good thing mm-hmm. he's dead. That is not something you'd want getting out. Buffy runs away!
For Buffy, because Sorry? Now she lost her only new friend. That she bonded
She's not
with.
Casper. Why is it every season it's like Casper the Friendly Ghost?
What?
Casper the Friendly Ghost. At the beginning of the episode, everyone's afraid of him. Everybody's afraid of him. He does something wonderful to help people. Everybody's his friend. At the beginning of the very next episode, back to back, everyone's afraid of him again. I get the same. Buffy's not sure about herself.
It's because those other three ghosts give him the bad rep.
They're not in every episode, though. I understand. Guilt by association. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What did you guys think? I totally thought of you guys when Buffy's talking about it's too bad that Giles couldn't be the librarian. That would be very convenient.
Yeah. I'm upset that my prediction that he would be Dean is down the chute.
You were looking for the chair reveal, weren't you?
The chair reveal. That's exactly what I said. The chair turns around. And
there's
orangutan.
Still time for him to be the librarian.
Pardon? Can you say that again, Cylon Kim?
I said there's still time for him to be librarian.
Okay, can you say that again, non-Cylon Kim?
Do I sound weird?
Well, now you sound better.
Oh, okay. I'm saying there's still time for him to become the librarian.
The librarian?
Very nice. Well, see, I think because they said that would be convenient... I think that's kind of, they're hanging a lampshade on it. It would be cheesy if they did just easily put Giles into the
because
college.
That would be cheesy.
Yes, because if there's one thing this show can't tolerate is cheesiness.
the one cheesy thing that would actually make sense, they won't do. Yeah. But
well,
hey.
I mean, you know, I think there was a lot of expectations going into the season about who's going to play what role.
Can't he
now
just,
that the high school is done?
Like, can he just be hired to teach the Defense from the Dark Arts?
No, Snape wants that.
I'm sure that's a class. Okay, so Buffy comes back after the fight or whatever. She's all hurt. Then when she comes back after they've taken all her stuff and she sees the note, in my mind it was like, oh my god, Buffy runs away so many times she's actually forgotten this time. She forgot she ran away.
Oh, it would have been so funny. And then I'm glad Willow brought it up later.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Gabby, the bronze!
I know, I'm so excited!
I thought for sure that it would have been, you know, gone, forgotten.
Is that the last time we see the bronze?
Don't answer
probably
that.
Probably is.
The bronze.
Don't answer that.
But next time you see it, it's a silver.
Ooh, an upgrade.
That's the college one.
But I have an issue with it. In real life, the college-age kids would never hang out in the same spot that the high school kids hung out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But Buffy's going back to a place of familiarity.
Yeah.
Buffy wants
security. And Xander was there hiding.
Yeah.
No, he was trying to pick up high school girls.
Now, be honest, when Xander finally shows up like a half hour into this episode, who was happy?
I was so happy. I wrote Chandler. But can I say one thing? Buffy thought she saw Angel, but it was a different creeper.
It actually was.
It was Angel.
Yeah. No, it was a different creeper.
Yeah.
Oh, it was him.
But the first time that she saw him, that really was David Boreanaz, and then. Yeah.
I know they used the actor for the like quarter profile shot, like from the behind shot. But when he turns around, it's not him, right?
Yeah,
and right. It was a different creeper.
So are nose rings officially out?
No, they're making a comeback.
They are? Okay.
I didn't know I had to put mine in.
I haven't seen nose rings in a while.
Oh, there are nose rings all up in this.
Yeah. Place. Yeah. My friend actually got one about a month ago.
Oh, nice. Oh. Is it like bull style or just up in the corner?
It's just a tiny little stud. You can't even tell it's there, actually.
Then why bother? It's like people that get these shitty little tattoos.
Little hands?
Let's not. I don't want to have to edit this podcast. I told you, we are not talking about things that are going to make my head explode. I didn't bring in the plastic lighting.
What's wrong with that guy? Seriously.
I mean, they should vote him off.
No,
just
because
okay.
I don't want to have to cut pieces out.
Let's try it.
I want to do this like live. Do it live.
He's infuriating.
I strongly believe that there will be something horrible that will happen this season because of that individual, and I think we should move back to Buffy.
Okay. Giles.
Yes.
Okay. The reason Giles was being kind of mean to Buffy and, you know, refusing to help her is because he's trying to teach her to be self-reliant and not to be so dependent on him.
Yes.
He was doing in the moment. I think he was just like, "Can you leave? Because I'm kind of busy."
Can you leave? Because you know, correction.
No, he seemed very comfortable standing there completely naked, wearing a robe, talking to Buffy. It was a little unnerving.
Be completely naked and wear a robe at the same time. Does not compute. If he's wearing a robe, he's not completely naked.
Well,
and if you say underneath, I'm naked underneath what I'm wearing too.
I'm just saying, you know, people don't usually walk around wearing robes and nothing under it because it's something wrong with that.
She's in robes all the time.
She go out to the store in a robe?
Well, did Giles. I don't think that's what we're talking
about.
That's
true. Does she accept guests in a robe? I guess maybe she does.
She has a couple times.
When did this get on your wife? When did this get on to your wife?
I'm just saying, you said people don't, and I said I know someone who does wear a robe quite frequently. I'm just, you know, I guess I'm being the advocate's devil.
Uh-huh. The advocate's devil.
Yeah, that's a book by Alan Dershowitz. He was one of OJ's lawyers, and he thought he was being cute by writing the title that way. Okay, everyone, one at a time, lightning round. What do you think Xander's stripper name was? Gabby, go. I'll go first. I think it was Emilio.
I think it was Angel.
Chandler.
Aww. Steph?
Dirk? Dirk.
Robin?
No idea. I'm not.
I don't know. He's a geek. I'll say Tiberius.
Or Mr. Pointy.
But say Mr. Pointy.
If you suspect to have discovered the vampire hideout, why not wait until morning?
Exactly. But then it wouldn't be as fun.
I know. And I know it's all about tension, and it's all about this and that, but...
Would you want to take on an enemy that was defenseless?
Yes.
Like, really defenseless?
Yes.
Then you should have a TV show.
Yes. That's the only part of me that's American. Hi-oh! Hey, I didn't invade Grenada.
So were you guys happy when Sunday was picking on Buffy's clothes?
Yeah.
I thought that was cool, but I was a little upset because, like, that's our turf.
In the same breath, I'm like, look at your own clothes. But hey. But at that time, that was the style, so...
I thought the stoner vamp's reaction was funny. And she was all like, oh no, not the ensemble. That was really awesome.
I wonder how many girls watching the episode did their hair like Sunday the next day they went to school.
I know I did.
I don't really remember that so much. But I remember like the jagged part.
Yeah.
That was really
nice.
The jagged part and like the cornrows. That was
bleach blonde hair and cornrows.
Yeah. Ooh, I got a question for you guys. Who do you think called Buffy?
Oh, I know who it is. It's Faith. Now, can I just say, poor Mr. Gordo.
Oh, yeah.
I like really all the little callbacks. I like the little callback to Mr. Gordo and to that class protector award.
That was
you know, crazy. Her diary. I wonder if they think that A is Ahmed.
Did you really think it was Faith?
I actually do think it was Faith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually do think it's Faith.
From her
really? Girl. I thought Angel. I would go with Angel.
Angel's out of town. Angel's long gone.
So?
He's fighting crime in LA or whatever he's doing.
Dude, get a life.
Oh, sorry. Cut that out. Spoiler alert.
What'd you say? Come on now. It's all... Listen. If people expect us to do potential cast without talking a little bit about Angel, I think they're going to have to stop listening to the show. Don't stop listening to the show. I'm just kidding. Keep listening, please. Okay, so Buffy's surrounded by vamps. Her arm is almost broken. And I literally wrote this in my notes. If Faith saves the day, I'm quitting the podcast. I'm still here. Thank goodness. It was good that she saved her own day.
Saved the day.
Well, she started saving her own day, too, which I liked.
Mm-hmm. I got your back, B.
Stop it.
This is triumphant music. Robin squeeze at home.
We're 5x5.
That was wicked. So am I the only one that felt bad for Buffy when the Class Protector Award was smashed?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice that she kept it and she brought it to college. I think it meant a lot to her.
When she held up that umbrella and stomped on it, I was like, vindicated! But anyway.
So Giles goes from being smooth debonair sex object to bumbling idiot who's late to the party.
Comic relief. Da, 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 da.
Did you like the fight scene, though? I thought it was so much... I mean, I really couldn't see stunt double more than like a moment.
Stuffy?
What's that?
Stuffy?
Stuffy.
Stunt Buffy.
Stunt Buffy.
Yeah, I thought the same thing about all the fight scenes. I'm like, each year, everything's progressively gets better. The makeup gets better. The lighting gets better. The fight scenes get better. So I like that.
And oh
yeah, the CW gets more money. Do what?
Actually, it's a WB at this time. The Sunnydale, you see Sunnydale corridors, by the way, are Sunnydale High corridors redone.
There. I was going to say, it looked
just with bricks. Yeah.
Familiar.
Yeah. They throw the lockers out.
And can I say that I thought it's cool that that university or college or whatever you want to call it has tunnels? Because I went to a university that had tunnels connecting different buildings, and those were awesome.
Yeah, we had those too.
Did you also have rooms with stadium seating?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We did not. Yeah. I always wished when I went to college, I'm like, oh, it'll just be like in the movies and TV. And it wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was just like regular old.
Yeah, well, I attended the number one university in Canada, so it's...
It kind of
has to, have that kind of stadium. What? It's almost 200 years old.
Where'd you go, McGill?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Consistently ranked number one university in the country.
Mine is consistently in the top 100.
That's awesome. Hey, it could be worse, Kim. Well, at least neither of us went to Queens, right?
Right.
Eesh. Snap. Well, let me ask y'all this. Okay, in America, in the United States, you have cheap colleges, and you have very expensive private colleges. Cheap colleges just means that it gets federal funding, and private colleges means that you're paying all of it.
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean that your education is any better, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're just going to school with richer, snobbier people,
mm-hmm. or Asians.
And
delete. Sorry.
What? There were lots of Asians in my school because of the whole prestige thing.
Is in Canada?
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Is that the way it is in Canada? I mean, are there like? Educationally, there's no difference, really.
It's the opposite. Price-wise, there's very little difference.
Yeah.
And educationally, there's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
McGill cost me, what, I'd say $3,000 a year?
Mm-hmm.
Everything included?
I went to Ryerson. Mine was
so cheap.
I paid just around $4,000 a year, but that was just tuition. It didn't include books. It didn't include anything else. It didn't include, like...
See, I went to school before you, and also I'm in a different province. Quebec, where I live, subsidizes tuition more than other places in Canada. Places. So I paid $3,000 a year to go basically to the equivalent of Harvard here.
Mm-hmm.
What they did recently is...
Yeah, $3,000 here...
Yeah.
$3,000 here wouldn't get you one class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the U.S., is there a difference between university and college?
Not really.
I think it's tomato.
Yeah.
It's a four-year degree is a four-year degree.
Mm-hmm.
It's a price really point, like it. like a vase and a vase. It's a it's like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because. I think here more, if you go to college, it's more applied.
Yeah, it's more vocational and applied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And they're more like professional certificates rather than degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had stadium seating in my university. And I mean, it depended what faculty building you're in and what department and what class. But I remember the introduction to anthropology course. There were 500 people in the room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of people.
Yeah. It was awesome. You see the TAs freaking out. The first day. Yeah. One final note. When you offer to help someone with a box, put the axe down. Because I was just expecting Adelson Hannigan's head to get chopped off.
Oops, sorry, You know it's made of rubber, right?
Well, I assume, but still, this is for people, who may actually have an axe and want to help someone with a box.
Lumberjacks. I think our numbers with lumberjacks are really good, actually.
Well, if you're wrapping things up, can I do a quick GAC lightning round first impressions?
Sure, sure.
Okay. All right, let's go around in a circle here. Okay, first impressions, Riley.
Meh.
Dude.
Bookhead boy.
Yeah.
Hands of TA. I think he's going to be
someone's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. How about Kathy?
Oh. That's my reaction right there.
Great taste in music.
Olivia.
Who's that?
Ooh. Olivia is Giles's lady friend.
Oh, thank you. I just knew her as the hotness.
I hope she's around.
Yeah.
Hottie.
Actually, no, I hope not. I hope that Giles has a rotation of hotties.
That's a different episode.
And he starts wearing suits. Special, like, hats of his, feathers his hat.
How about Professor Walsh, a.k.a. the evil bitch monster of death?
I love her. And yeah. I find her super hot.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking, because she reminds me of one of my professors at university that I found super hot.
Wow.
You know, hotness by association.
No one else?
I don't know. She might. I think Buffy will come to love her by the end of the year.
Hmm.
I hope. Sorry, go ahead. I apologize.
Oh, no, I'm like, I don't. Part of me wants her to just go away, but another part of me is wondering if with her nickname that isn't like an over, you know, hitting you over the head with, hey, she's going to be bad for real.
Hmm. Oh, is she this season's big bad?
Big bad. I think because I thought it was going to be Sunday. And
that's interesting. Look, I didn't think of that. I'm hoping she's the one that convinces or that shows Willow the lesbian light.
How about Professor Riker, the pop culture teacher?
Yeah, I've already said all I want to say about that asshole.
Idiot. There are no teachers like that or professors like that on the first day. Come on.
Well, especially in a class like that, pop culture, I mean, everybody goes in, you know, assuming it's going to be a fun class. Uh-huh. It wouldn't be a strict class like that.
Well, imagine if you're teaching that class and you're like, you're used to people coming in thinking they can just cruise by. You get a little irritated after a few years of that.
Then maybe you should quit your job and do something else.
If you're teaching pop culture, you would expect that. Come on. I think.
And quickly, the last one I want to ask is Men in Masks with Electro Guns.
Oh, yeah. The
yeah,
whole Snake Eyes team of three. Someone is gathering vampires to build a vampire army. That is what I think.
Mm. Nice theory.
Mm. Any other theories?
Mm. I don't know. Mm. I don't have one that can top that.
It just caught me so off guard. It made no sense, and then it just ended. I'm like, what?
I wonder if it's Mr. Pibb again.
Maybe it's Faith.
Don't even joke about that.
I can't wait for the amnesia episode. What do we do? We do ratings. Are we ready to rate?
Sure.
Sure.
All right.
Who wants to go first? Ready.
You go first, Robin. You're our guest.
Why me?
Because I threw the ball in your court.
Okay.
Because you said you weren't ready.
Oh, wait. He said he wasn't ready? I didn't hear that at all. I was listening to myself. I apologize. Gabby, go.
I loved this episode. I watched it three times.
Wow.
I thought Sunday was sassy. And I really, the only thing that really kind of bugged me was the whole, yeah, we get it, Buffy, you don't fit in, everybody else's totally grooving there. But there was the bronze, so I get my extra point. So I'm going to give it 9.5 out of 10 awesome season premieres.
Oh. Well, the first time, you know, when I watched this the first few times, you know, I felt like Illyrio did. It just felt contrived that Buffy was insecure again.
Mm-hmm.
But thinking about how, you know, like Josh said, that premiere episodes are really hard to do because they don't end on, the previous season doesn't end on a cliffhanger or anything. And Buffy's just always, he's got to find a reason, he's got to find a way to get Buffy all out of sorts and cause a lot of conflict. So now I'm okay with Buffy is out of her element and she doesn't have her friends to help her because they're grooving in college. But back in the day, I would have given it like a 6 or 7. But now I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10 dollars in the waistband.
I can't believe you stole my rating system.
That's awesome.
I'm so upset now. Kim?
I enjoyed the episode. I didn't love it. Like Stephanie even just mentioned, everything was set up. So, and a little bit... I expected it to be kind of like this because thinking of what it was like for me going to university for the first time, nobody felt comfortable. Like, even I thought Willow being that comfortable was a little bit out of character, her and Oz. But anyways, I liked the episode. I enjoyed Sunday. I liked when I saw Xander come back. I'm looking forward to the season because everything, like I said, everything was set up. So if I were to rate it out of 10, I would give it about 7 out of 10 Class Protector Awards.
Mm-hmm.
You mean broken Class Protector Awards.
Thank you. It's updated.
I did not appreciate this episode very much. There are a few things that annoyed me. Although I believe it is understandable to want to have Buffy be out of sorts, and being in a new environment like college or university makes you out of sorts, being the Slayer should at least impart you with a little bit more self, you know, with a little bit more of an ability to stick up for yourself in front of a giant douche on a power trip, and that really bothered me. I didn't think Sunday was all that awesome, and I don't give the bronze any extra points, so I'm going to give this episode 6 out of 10 mystery tasers.
Want to see my mystery taser?
No, Robin, I don't.
Security.
Should we hug, by the way?
No. You, however, must give us your rating.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe we're going to see this a bit as we review the series Angel. But I got to say, I don't know if maybe I just fall for contrivances a lot easier. Maybe that makes me a terrible critic. But I really enjoyed this episode. I rewatching it, I was really happy about the up in production value. The fact that Netflix shows me Buffy in widescreen for the first time, that was kind of a cool bonus. I've never seen Buffy in widescreen. Yeah, and actually I have seen a Buffy in widescreen. I'll be never known. Anyway, so
well, the movie, right?
Let's
move on and say it was the
what
movie.
Kind of movie?
Sure.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, of course. You have to ask.
I'm sure that exists.
There are 4 sequels. Come on now. I don't know that for certain, but I bet you there are.
I definitely
Google
love
Robin Fox.
my time ratings. Okay, so I'll just wrap it up by saying I give it 8.5 out of 10 Verve pipes.
Nice. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Verve Paps.
Yeah.
Fall in love for me.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 1996.
Oh, no way.
Cast, Christy Mist, Michael Hurt, Zazu Knight, Lancaster Marin, Alex Metro, Mila, Randy Rage, Sahara Sands, Jack Steven, Kyle Stone, and Randy Storm. Storyline. There's no storyline on IMDb. How do I know what will happen in this movie?
Yeah, I want to see that. Teddy Bot, download it.
That's going to be our next commentary. Buffy the Vampire Lair. We'll put it out at Christmas. Well, that's what we thought about the episode. Pardon?
What?
It's an awful Mr. Pointy.
That's what we thought about the episode. Considering it came out in 96, I think it may just be a takeoff of the movie, and unfortunately it won't be any Xander awesomeness. The idea of calling us is a cool one, and you could be cool too. 27040Buffy. No spoilers, please. And you can write us an email at
potentialcast@gmail.com.
Join our Facebook group. You got to keep it spoiler free. And that is facebook.com/groups/potentialcast. You can also visit potentialcast.com and check out the show notes and download directly. Please subscribe via iTunes.
If you need to spoil, join the potential spoilers group.
Yes. That would be facebook.com/groups/potentialspoilers.
Hmm.
All right.
And by the way, I some people were unclear, were unsure, but we can have Angel spoilers in that group too. So that's fine. Okay. Spoil away on Angel and Buffy. Hmm. Not in potential spoilers, not potential guests.
Gabby, what kind of watch do you have in store for us this season?
I will get back to you upon the next episode because nothing is consistent so far. Wait a minute. No, I take that back. Here we go. Willow dresses better than Buffy watch.
Ooh,
I think it's going because in this episode, every scene they were together, Willow looked a million times better than the Buster.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think it's quote time.
Mm.
Kim, go first, please.
Thank you, Illyrio.
You're welcome, Kimberly.
Oh, I'm really not into porn. I mean, I'm just trying to cut that way back.
It's still all new. I don't know what's going on. Hey, Doug.
Oh, damn it! That was mine.
Some friends of Buffy's played a funny joke, and they took her stuff, and she wants us to help her get it back from her friends who sleep all day and have no tans.
Does your sweater make me look fat? No, the fact that you're fat makes you fat. The sweater just makes you look beautiful.
Okay, remember before you became Hugh Hefner, you used to be a watcher?
I can tell that this whole year is going to be super fun. Kathy.
Got another. Where's the gang? Avengers Assemble.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
The end. So, Steph, next week, what are we doing?
Oh, next week? Oh, my gosh, how are we doing this? Well, next week, no. Yeah. In 2 weeks, it's Living Conditions. But next week, it's City of...
Yes.
Angel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so Robin, what are we doing next week?
You just asked Robin what we're doing next week.
Never mind, you can't cut that out.
Oh. Okay. All right,
you up? We'll discuss it after. Sorry, bye.
All right, thanks for joining us, Robin.
Thank you.
And please remind everyone where they can see you or hear you.
Yes, right now my only other podcast besides the one called Redemption Cast is Fisher Cast, which is a 6 Feet Under retrospective. We got the idea of following a TV show with newbies from some show, and
yeah, that whole idea will never take off.
Yeah. But, yeah, we do it with 6 Feet Under and with my co-host Moira and Dez, the new podcast whore.
I think I saw Dez state that she wears that like a badge of honor.
Mm.
Well, yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.
I'll stop recording now.
Yeah.